afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
sometimes the obvious. When you think about it, it's not so obvious after all. Society has led us to believe money is the key to prosperity. But under even a modest degree of scrutiny, we see this is not only far from the truth, but is in fact quite misleading. The key to prosperity, no matter how you define it, is actually a mental tool we call imagination. The potency of imagination is little understood, so it tends to be even less developed. Perhaps because it is often associated almost exclusively with artists. But we all have it, and it has more to do with problem solving than anything else. Imagination is actually a vital ingredient in any successful endeavour. Of course, that doesn't mean we can just imagine our way to success, sit back and watch it happen. But when faced with impossible situations, the imaginative individual starts to see difficulties as fertile ground, while others see nothing but blockages and intractable situations. But because we don't understand it and don't give it the importance it deserves, we often do things in society that completely nullifies imagination's effect, thus making people more dependent rather than more dynamically creative and self-reliant. Take, for example, the homeless young woman who simply refused to accept living rough on the street was her only option. She spoke to her local storage rental company, who gave her the use of a container to live in and access to their on-site bathroom facilities in exchange for her services as the part-time office cleaner. She begged and borrowed furniture and was eventually well set up with a comfortable, safe, weathertight solution, which cost almost nothing. And this clever thinker was not going to live there forever. I know that because she knows the secret to success is forever in her own hands. Disaster scenarios aside, we tend to want to hand solutions to people in obvious need. But in so doing, are we in any way doing them a favour? Or are we depriving them of a vital opportunity to realise this wonderful ability of imagination and apply it to their own unique situation? Would it not be better to help that unfortunate individual to formulate and develop their own unique solutions? One of life's greatest pleasures is actually solving difficult problems. Problems in life are unavoidable, but all suffering is. Bear Grylls, on the subject of survival, notes, "The most important thing to do is to recognise early on you are in a survival situation and to take action immediately while your energy levels are high. Sitting back and allowing disaster to develop is a sure recipe for failure, sometimes on a massive scale. It is vital to recognise that life is not a passive condition, but also to appreciate we are never without options. There is no such thing as no way forward. The second thing to do is accept where you are right now at this point in time, no matter how bad things may appear, this is your starting point. Consider what you do have or have the use of as being your foundation or starting point, and then simply work with that situation to establish a better condition, which in itself may only be temporary, on your way to even greater success. And remember, the best, most enduring success is often hard won, over perhaps considerable time. This applies in every problem-solving scenario. A step forward, no matter how small it is still a step forward. So even a small victory is still a victory. We should never just accept a negative situation as being impossible, because there are always options. Once you have stabilized your situation for the moment and taken care of immediate concerns, the next step is to put that imagination to work. Think about where you want to be and don't waste energy grumbling about where you think you are. All physical structures come into existence based on a blueprint. Life is no different. You need to have some kind of a blueprint as a vision, and that picture needs to excite you sufficiently to motivate you into action. If it lacks the necessary degree of emotional energy, then it will probably end up being nothing more than a passing whim. So it needs to excite you. But imagination has nothing to do with fantasizing about winning it big. And don't fall into the trap of thinking money is your way out. Also, do not start by thinking about money. Money is never the solution. What is within you at all times. You just have to use it, and in using it, you develop it. Imagination is the mental muscle responsible for everything valuable. But as a tool, it must be honed and developed. Oftentimes in group situations, a committee will look at its finances before making a decision about whether or not to proceed with any given project. Some friends of mine wanted to run a project, and the first thing the organising committee looked at was how to get funding. We do it all the time. We think about money almost before we have started thinking about the project itself. But when we do it, we are actually empowering the limiting effects of money. Money should be the least of our concerns and may not even be a concern. In many organizations, people are the greatest resource. People have abilities. They bring life and energy to any undertaking. But most of all, people have imagination. If one person can imagine their way out of their personal situation, like the young woman and the storage company, the same is true for a group of people. Imagine what the world would be like if everyone had finely honed and developed imaginations. Empower yours. Help others activate theirs. Discover that magic is not the reserve of the illusionist magician, but rather magic happens when there is dedicated mental application married to properly harnessed and directed effort. Life is not a mystery. It is infinite potential.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy's feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
raindrops keep falling on my head. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Join us again next week for more musings.